Welcome to the Nail Room. I'm Sarah. Grab a cuppa, stick your feet up. Let's have a chat. We're back again. I am so sorry for last week. I did put a notice out. It was our 10-year wedding anniversary and we had some last minute plans and it was just crazy and I couldn't get time to record, so I apologise. But it gave me time to ponder what to do for this week because I'd sort of hit a wall and I was like, oh, shall I do this? Shall I do that? And I couldn't make my mind up. And then I had a situation myself that made me think, I don't think I'm the only one going through this right now. So I'm going to put some shout outs out for people to get in touch and let's see how common this is. You'll know by the title, Am I Charging My Worth? That was the dilemma I had. And by looking at what I've discovered this week, I put a poll out and asked how many of you felt that you were charging your worth, and 86% said no. So it was apparent to me that was something we really needed to discuss. Now I get it, in the industry we progress, we start off knowing very little. It doesn't take very long in the UK to qualify. And some people can do a course in a day, and having never ever picked up a brush for acrylic or gel, and they can be qualified. And you really don't know what you're doing. You still need to practice and get better. So I get it when you're in that situation that you're really only going to charge a very small amount. I mean, an old friend of mine has just started, I think she's doing a course in polygel somewhere. I think it's online, I'm not sure, but she is starting to look for models at £5. And I actually got hold of her and said, even if you're training, if you're on a course, if you're good enough to start doing sets for your friends, I said, if they're friends, maybe ask for a tenner. Just a thought, because five is not a lot. But I just feel like so many people are not charging their worth, and they're maybe not loving nails as much as they should do. In other countries, nail techs make a really good wage. They make a great, like in America, you know, you can see nail techs making easily $100,000 a year. Well, these are the nail techs I've spoken to. And you everywhere you're going to get your kind of budget nails and cheap places, you're going to get that everywhere, but good nail techs, they are respected for charging a good amount. It seems that we seem to think in the UK that we shouldn't do that, and I was really interested in why is that the case. And I'm going to set a challenge for everybody during this podcast as well, and I want to know if you do it and how it works for you. So let's go into the first question that I asked people this week, and it was, how do you base your prices? Like, do you base them on local prices, or do you charge what you want to charge? I'll go through, you know what's going to say, I'll go through everyone's answers. So Angel Nails said on local prices, Shazza said local, Nazi said what I want to charge because of my products and time, Nicole said local prices, Julia said local prices, Sakura Sparkles said I charge based on local prices, my local area is saturated with low price or fast service techs, nails.mymy, what I feel my nails are worth, YLD Nails, both but definitely lower than others, not as good as me but well known, Cosette says local. Afterglow by Carmen says bit of both. This is me trying to read. Local prices. Big huge cork local price. Nice Nails by Sandy on local prices. Slime and Beauty local, unfortunately, she's put. Chloe Davis Beauty local prices. Nails by B, based on other people's prices. IMG Beauty, local prices. Mary Pose Nails, mainly local prices, but I know I shouldn't. Rachel Maria on me, that's quite good then. Erin Weatherall, I go off what other techs like me charge and then deduct a little. Blossom Beauty, I definitely base them on local prices. However, I've had another look and I'm now putting them up. Great, that's great to hear. Chloe Sutherland says a bit of both. Glamour File says local prices. Let me just, I don't know if this is taken in. Right, Nails by Amanda. My shop base price around average cost for area. Average cost for skill and experience. We are a mid-range shop, so my boss keeps pricing in the middle. I'd like to charge more, but as I'm worth more, but I'm an employee. I think nails should be charged by hour, just like tattoo artists and some stylists. I agree. Nails by Natalina. More on what I think is good for my skill level and speed. Vintage Q, local, clawed by Katie, locality, and also my starting prices were quite low, so I need to gradually increase. Kath 9509, I tried to find a middle ground between the two. Thames Art Nails, local prices. Yasmin Luna Nails, neither. Nailed it, a bit of both. I'd like to know how Yasmin prices then, if you don't do it on local prices or what you think you're worth. That would be interesting to see how you do your prices then. Nails by Lindsay, what I feel I should charge. So I'll tell you where I am with that. I price my services on how much money I want to make, not what I think I'm worth, not what other people, certainly not what other people charge. So if I allow an hour to an hour and a half for like a builder in a bottle overlay or poly gel overlay with some gel polish and an accent nail, I don't rush my clients. I charge £30. In my local area, you can go and get gel nails for a tenner. That's wonderful. I'm not charging a tenner because I don't want to earn £10 for an hour and a half's work. Once I've taken out my rent and my materials, I'm not getting out of bed for that. So I based my nail prices on what I wanted to earn and took out my expenses and looked at how much per hour I want to earn. Because how many of you have broken it down to see if you're working for less than minimum wage? If an employer is not even allowed to hire you for that amount, why are you only paying yourself that amount? It's about empowering yourselves. And I was curious as to why people charged lower prices and were not charging what they felt they were worth. Because when you're self-employed, you're on your own. Then if you're not earning what you feel you should be earning and you're working long hours and feeling like you've got to put more customers in to pay the bills, so you're hustling hard for less, your morale can get really low. And I wondered why do it? So I put that question out as well. And I'll tell you the responses I got. Angel Nails said people will go to cheaper salons. Nazi said, I won't get clients. Nicole said, losing clients for them to find someone cheaper. Julia, well, in the Netherlands, people always look for the cheapest option, so no one comes to me. Sakura Sparkles, fear of losing custom. Nails.mymy, thinking they will go somewhere cheaper. YLD Nails, clients turning me down and going to cheap salons instead. Cosette, self-doubt. Afterglow by Carmen, clients' reaction. Tonissimo, I'm so sorry if I'm... It might be Tony Simone. That would make more sense, wouldn't it? Oh my God, my brain. It's when you see things all together, you don't know how to pronounce it. It's like a new word you've never heard before because it's an Instagram handle. Not enough clientele, only just started out on my own. Big Huge Cook, live 10 minutes from Mexico. People can just be like, oh, well, I can get it all for $15 in Mex. Send them there, mate. Tell them to go and have fun. Nice Nails by Sandy, afraid of losing clients. Sline and Beauty, people won't come to me. Chloe Davis Beauty, worrying I'm not good enough and thinking people will go elsewhere. And this goes on and on and on. Loads and loads of people saying the same thing. They're worried they're slow. They're worried they'll lose clients. They're worried that they're not good enough. they're worried that their prices will be too high. Can I just say, right, there is a very well-known brand of tools that came out, and on average, I'd say they're 3 or 4 times more expensive than the tools you would buy. Why did you buy them? Why did you want them? Because they were more expensive. Because they looked more appealing. Because you looked at it and thought, oh, it's a higher price point. It must be better. And how many people spend a lot of money on this, on an item? Full disclosure. I bought a no-no, right? Those hair removal things for £250 because I saw the price point and I thought it must be amazing. It's £250. It's utter crap. Absolute crap, right? I've used it twice. It's gone in the bag. I don't even know what the point is. It didn't work. My leg hair is not that bad. Do you know what I mean? But that it didn't work. So I did a little test and I went onto a local selling page because I thought, is this the case? Am I going to lose custom because I am, for gel nails, 3 times more expensive than one of the going rates around here? So I put an advert on. So there was somebody advertising gel nails, £10. And then I plonked an advert on the same page around the same time because I saw this one pop up. Starting at £30, and I instantly had people respond to me. I got messages and I got bookings. So I thought, okay, all right then, what's this about? Like, how is this happening? I've changed location, so I did work from home, so I have upped my prices because I've changed location. I've got rent to cover. So I was starting my acrylic nails at £35, right? I'd probably do them for 30 quid if they were simple. Now they start at £45 because I've got more PPE. I've got a bigger clean down operation in between clients. I've got extra paperwork that I have to complete before they arrive. And I have to do the COVID checklist, and I have to have a thermometer, I have to take their temperature, so I need extra funding for resources for administration, right? That's time out of my day. That's printer paper, that's printer ink, it's all coming out of my business. And then on top of that, I've got my overheads to pay. So I put my prices up starting at £45 for a set of acrylics. And I went into this salon only having 2 regular clients that I knew would be continuing, because my other previous clients could not afford to have nails anymore. They weren't having nails, they'd stopped. Whereas my other 2 ladies were like, I can't wait for you to be back, I can't wait. Because I never had many clients at home, I literally had a handful, I was just doing teaching. So in the salon now, this week I had a student in for part of the day, so I had clients in the morning, student in the afternoon, but I'm pretty much booked back to back on the days I'm in, and my next available day is like end of the month. I've got 1 appointment on one day and 2 appointments on another day, so I don't think people are being put off by the price. I honestly think, sorry, the kids next door are playing again, so I've completely forgotten where I was because as usual I got distracted by Oliver. Adverts, yes, right. So I did that test by putting out an advert that I knew was more expensive than the competition across that selling page. And I got work, I got new clients out of it. And I even did an experiment where, this has happened over the last few weeks, where I put a sponsored ad. And I thought to myself, because if you're worried about reaching new clients and upping your income, I thought, well, could I justify boosting a post for £20 on Facebook to reach new clients, and will they accept my prices? So I did that and I got new clients. Nobody has come to me and said I'm too expensive, and they know full well that if they want a bespoke set of nails, they'll pay a price depending on what they want. I've had people say, okay, thank you, but only a couple. But what I'm trying to drum home to all us other nail techs, and what I had to sort of get in my own head, my husband spent ages drumming it into my head, and I'm just trying to pass it on, is that we should charge what we're worth. And if you don't think you're worth enough, then maybe you're just beating yourself up. Like, if a set of nails takes you 3 hours, right, the minimum you should be charging is £30 to £40, because you need to be on minimum wage for 3 hours. Then you need to put your prices for all your equipment and admin costs into that. So if you're doing a set for £25, you're working below the national minimum wage. How can you live off of that money? And it stresses me out. I mean, I've done nails on, like, as in, it wasn't my full-time income. I did it on the side and I charged cheap. And I kind of feel bad for that now, because I felt like I probably was part of the problem devaluing the industry. Our industry is a skill. It takes years. It takes so long. We're always learning. We spend so much money on product and training. Surely we deserve a decent income out of it. I work with hairdressers that make £500 a day, you know? I see people making bank, and yet there was a girl that started in the salon that had to charge £10 to try and promote herself. It's not right having to do that. You're selling yourself short. It's not fair that people should be working for next to nothing and making such sort of low prices, creating such low prices that they can't afford to then invest in training to get better either. So if you're charging low prices because you think you're not good enough yet, but you don't have the money to get the training you want, you're never going to get there if you don't charge the prices. Yeah, so I sat around the other day and I saw people kind of making a lot of money, and I thought, are my prices too cheap? Should I up them again? Do you know what I mean? And I thought I would set a little challenge. Now, you don't have to do it. You totally don't have to do it. But if you do it, let me know, and let me know what the response was. And if somebody ever comes to you and tells you you're too expensive, just be like, that's fine. My clients don't have a problem paying this price. If you need to go somewhere cheaper, I completely understand. Don't explain why you charge what you charge. I got into the habit of that. Oh, but I have to pay for this. Oh, but I need to do this. Oh, but no, this is what you charge. And if they don't want it because they can't afford it, go somewhere cheaper. I've had people go somewhere cheaper and then come back. So they've paid twice because I've had to fix the mess that was done somewhere else. So please don't feel like you suddenly have this fear and that, you know, they kind of hold you in the palm of their hand and they dictate what you earn. You dictate what you earn. Really take a look at it this week and look at how much you need to earn to be comfortable, not just scraping by, shitting your pants in case you get a big bill. I mean comfortable. And then break it down. Okay, how much is that per week? I work 4 days. How much do I need to earn per day? How many services can I fit into that day? So how much per service do I need to hit my target? As if you were working for someone and they set you a daily target. Do it like that. See how it goes. Let me know. And also, what I want you to do is I want you to put your prices up by £2. Just £2. See if anyone notices. And if they do, just say, yeah, I've had to have a price increase. £2. That's it. It's not a lot, is it? But if you've got 5 clients in a day, that's a start, that's an extra tenner a day. If you work 6 days a week, that's an extra £60 a week. So do that as a start. If you're feeling brave, do more. But have a go. Let me know what happens. Some people won't even notice. I bet you some people won't even notice. Say those nails were £43 and now they're £45. I bet they'll go, oh, was it? Oh, okay. I bet they won't even notice. And if you get any kickback, just say, well, you know, times have changed. I've got to make a price increase. It's only £2. If they want to go somewhere else over £2, let them. They won't. £2 is nothing. You lose £2 down the back of the sofa. But for you, client after client, day after day, throughout the week, it will add up. So it's well worth giving it a go. And then every 6 months, have a little price increase. Keep going. I think the main message here is it's all part of mental health. If you feel you're working for nothing, and if you feel that you're not worth enough, and then if you're exhausted and you're still skint at the end of the day, how is that good for you physically, emotionally, financially? You need to look after yourself, your health and your mental health. So you need to earn enough to be able to work sensible hours and to be able to pay your bills and not be up at night worrying. And that's what I really feel like we need to band together in the nail industry and start charging our worth. Because I'm telling you, that there, I know people that charge £200 for an expense, for like a bougie set of nails. £200. They're not famous. Do you know what I mean? They're not like famous in the nail world, like a million followers or something. They're just nail artists who know their worth, and they are not afraid to look someone in the eye and say, if you want that, that's going to take me 5 hours. You're paying £200. And that kind of confidence is what drove me to question myself, seeing these nail friends of mine and thinking, oh my God, they're so confident in their pricing and they're getting paid for it. Like, they're getting that money. So please take the advice and just have a little go. See if it helps you. Please let me know how you get on. We're all here to support each other. And if you've got some ideas for next week's show, then do let me know. And I'll get out there and start asking questions on your behalf. Until next week, tally bye.